What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition, another episode of the No Luck At It podcast, the number one podcast for young entrepreneurs and wantrepreneurs who are tired of being wantrepreneurs. This is episode 373, and as usual, my energy is on a high. I'm vibrating on a whole nother vibration. That's my first time ever saying that, but I hear people say it all the time, and that's just how I feel today. But listen, y'all, today is a special day. Today is a special day because today is the official launch of the No Luck At It brand. Now, I know that I renamed this podcast almost a year ago to No Luck At It. This podcast has taken on like three different names. Like, it changed along with my journey, right? I don't know how long y'all been rocking with me for real, but before we had the podcast like on the distribution channels, we used to have a podcast, me and my guy Wolf, we used to have a podcast called the Journey to Success podcast, right? That was like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Your boy has been at it for a long time, even before we got onto these distribution channels like Apple, Spotify, all these different places where you listen to. But check this out, man. Today, it just hit me. Like, I was doing my video. For those of you who don't know, for those of you who don't follow me on Instagram, I do these videos with Jump Rope, right? And I don't know why people just love these videos. Like, these videos do numbers. Right? It's crazy. Like, I had one do 17,000. All I'm doing is jump roping while giving a message or talking about something that happened in life, right? Nothing special to it, but people love those videos. So I just been continuing it, right? And I dropped one today talking about the fact that I don't believe in luck. And we're going to get to that in a moment, right? And it just hit me as I was writing the caption, launch the brand. Right? Like, officially launch it. Like, I changed my name to No Luck At It. I've been branding my content as No Luck At It. I changed my bio. This is all like a year ago, right? But I never officially launched the brand, which is No Luck At It, right? And I got a whole vision for how I want No Luck At It to be, right? And I did already do the paperwork, so don't try to slide on, you know what I'm saying? Some people try to slide on in and take your ideas, right? Take your IP, but No Luck At It, man. It hit me that, and I don't know why, but it makes me cringe every time I hear somebody say, oh, that guy got lucky or that girl got lucky, right? But what makes me cringe even more is when people themselves, the person who has succeeded, says, oh yeah, you know, I got there was some luck in that. Like, I got lucky. Like, I did work hard, but I got lucky. And the reason why I feel like luck is a myth is because the definition of luck, right? Like, when you look at the definition of luck, right? The definition, I'm gonna give you the official definition of luck. Success or failure apparently brought by chance rather than through one's own actions. Let me say that again. Success or failure apparently brought by chance rather than through one's own actions. Now, listen, I got a problem already with that word chance, right? Like, it's like you gambling. It's like you rolling the dice. And for anybody who's ever accomplished anything, you know how much work goes into that, right? Especially if you're an entrepreneur, like, you know, the sleepless nights, you know, the waking up early, the getting the work done, the market, like, you know, all that goes into it. Ain't no luck. Ain't no luck in that. But furthermore, being a believer, being someone who is on a faith, like, to me, entrepreneur is a faith journey. Right? Now, I know everybody doesn't believe what I believe. Right? But I believe that this journey is literally a faith journey. So I look at this like, when you're talking about luck, like, I feel like that just takes the glory away from God. Because here's the thing that I've come to find out. I've come to find out that, yes, while there is work that you have to do, while there is things that you contribute to, while there is the physical things that you have to do, the actual work, like, you can't just, you know, pray about it and it's just gonna happen. Like, there's some work, that faith without works is dead. We've all heard that, you know, that Bible verse, faith without works is dead. So I'm not negating the fact that we have to work. But on this journey, if you want to talk about luck, let's put it into its proper perspective. You're blessed. Whether you believe in it or not, like, that's a blessing. That's God's favor. That's God's grace, right? So I don't want to take nothing away from God. I want God to have all the glory, right? So the fact that people say, like, you got lucky, or you yourself would say, oh, man, you know, that was luck. Like, I just feel like that's taking the glory away from God, and also taking away the fact that you did the work. So it hit me because I'm on this, at the same time this No Luck At It brand hit me, I'm on like a whole health, like revamping my health, right? Now, I have already adapted like a healthier lifestyle, right, at this point. But last year, maybe a year and a half ago, around the same time this No Luck At It brand hit me, like, I became like super health conscious. Like, almost to the point where it's a little weird. Like, my wife was like, okay, you getting a little, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little weird. Like, you looking at every single label. You taking out, I took out bread. I took out basically everything. It's the only thing I was eating, like, it's meat and fruit, tree nuts, stuff like that, right? And drinking hella water. And I realized that a lot of things that we deemed as healthy, if you read the label, it would say, like, sugar added or something else added to it, right? And I don't know why I made this correlation, but I made a correlation between the stuff that's actually good for you, the stuff that actually works for you, the stuff that actually contributes to your success, shouldn't have all this stuff added to it. It shouldn't have all the preservatives, all those things. It shouldn't have all that stuff added to it. And for some reason, it clicked. It's like, yo, when it comes to our personal success, and this may be a reach, right? This may be a reach. I'm okay with it being a reach. But when it comes to our personal success, like, it should be hard work. It should be dedication. It should be commitment. It should be faith. It should be obedience. It should be faithfulness. Like, it should be those things. But there shouldn't be no luck added in that, right? There should be no watered down success added in that. There should be no, okay, I cut this corner, added in that. So then I come up, so then the brand hit me. Boom, No Luck At It. There's no luck. If there was a label to winning, if there was a nutritional facts to success at whatever level, because I look, if you've been rocking with me for a while, you know I look at success in a hierarchy, right? There's different levels to success. You're like, you could be succeeding at the level that you're at right now. No, you're not at your ultimate success, your 10-year, 20-year, 30-year goal. You're not there yet, but you have succeeded at something at this point, whether good or bad. Regardless, in those ingredients, whatever you did to reach a goal, there was no luck in that. Like I said, blessings are real. Favor is real. Grace is real. But those are things that are added from God. Dedication is real. Commitment is real. Inspiration, motivation, all those things, real. But luck? To me, luck is a myth. Luck does not exist in my world. So this brand that I've now launched, if you're not already following me, go follow me. It's everywhere. There's No Luck At It except for Facebook, because Facebook is like my real name, right? Destry Brandon. But on Instagram, it's No Luck At It. On YouTube, it's No Luck At It. I would have a TikTok, but I read their terms of agreement, and it's a little weird. So I'm not fooling with them as of now. But everywhere else, it's No Luck At It. And this brand is for those who are chasing excellence. Right? And not just excellence in one area. I'm talking about being a well-rounded person. I'm talking about, Eric Thomas says this all the time, the triple-double lifestyle, where you're not just excellent in business, but you're also excellent in the community. You're not just excellent in the community, but you're also excellent at home. You're not just excellent at home, but you're also excellent with your spouse, with your significant other, with your kids. Like, you strive for excellence in whatever you do, or you don't do it. That's what this brand is about. This brand is about anybody who is chasing something, chasing a dream, chasing a vision, chasing a better version of themselves. That's what this brand is about. This brand is for those who don't believe in luck, who believe in dedication, who believe in faith, who believe in blessings, who believe in grace. That's who this is for. And if this person that I'm describing is you, this brand is for you. This podcast is for you. The content that I put out is for you. But if you are not that type of person, this ain't for you. I'm just going to be real. The stories, the examples, the things that we're going to be talking about on this podcast, you're not going to feel it. I'm just going to be real. If you're not one of those people who literally like strive for excellence, even if you're not good at something, like you're trying to be excellent at it. If you're not that type of person, I'm sorry. But 9 times out of 10, if you've been listening to this podcast for more than a day, I know that you got a vision for your life. You're striving for something. You're trying to make something happen. So over the next 4 months before we go into the new year, we're going to paint a picture. Over the next 4 months before we go into this new year, the content that I'm going to be bringing to this podcast and onto my social media platforms, like it is going to embody this no luck at it thing, right? This no luck at it idea, this no luck at it theory. It's going to embody that. So I hope you're ready. I hope you're geared up. Right. And listen, man, I truly appreciate every single one of you for rocking with me on this journey, man. Like some of you have literally seen all the twists and the turns that I've taken on this journey, from just going to speak and writing my first book and all these different things. Y'all remember back when I used to be terrible, right? Like when I was terrible. And you still rocked with your boy up until this point, and I won't let you down. But understand one thing. If you're on this journey, there's no luck added to it. If you're looking to get lucky, if you're looking to I'm not saying that you should gamble, but if you're looking to get lucky, you might want to go gamble somewhere. You might want to go play that lottery ticket. You know what I'm saying? You might want to do something like this. But this game of entrepreneurship, you need to relax, right? This game of trying to make something out of thin air, essentially, that's what we're doing with our dreams. Like we're trying to pull something out of thin air. We're trying to manifest something that does not exist as of right now in our own lives. There's no luck to that. Remember the definition, chance. I don't like that word. There ain't no chance. It's either I did or I didn't. So today, just remember, like embody, like I just want you to take this with you. Embody the no luck at it attitude. Embody the no luck at it mindset. Embody the no luck at it way of being. If I'm gonna make this happen, I gotta be dedicated. I gotta be committed. I gotta work hard. I gotta have faith. I got to believe. I got to do my part. I got to let God do God's part. And eventually, it may take years, but eventually, if I keep laying that brick, I'm going to get to my goal. And that is what No Luck At It is all about. So y'all, as usual, man, I need you to share this podcast. I need you to leave a review, leave a comment. Let me know how we're doing on the podcast. I'm trying to produce a better podcast for y'all. And moving forward, like I said, today's the launch of that. But moving forward, man, like I just want y'all to be ready. I just want y'all to be ready. We're going to talk entrepreneurship, the highs, the lows. We're going to get busy over these next 4 months, because I really want us all to win, man. I want us all to win. But I want us to understand that there's no luck added to this journey. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And listen, man, have the greatest day of your life today. Have the best day of your life today. Peace.